You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Got a lot to talk about. We couldn't talk about in the first hour. The shark attack that killed a man in Hawaii, how to prevent shark attacks. Also some interesting news about vitamin D. Alright? And, brain issues. Got to talk about vitamin D. Looks like, we can't get away with, avoiding our vitamin D. Personally, I really love the sun. I think the sun gives a lot of vitamin D, but I know we're scared of melanoma, so I can't tell everybody to go out into the sun, which really, really stinks. I mean, we really need to play outside. You know, playing outside, why can't we as adults just go play outside? Didn't we used to feel good when we went to play outside, right? Then we'd have to come in, and we didn't want to come in, right, because we'd have to eat our mom's cooking. My mom couldn't cook, so I really didn't like eating her cooking. Yeah, but remember how much that stunk? All right, we got to talk about that. Also, it sounds like a lot of you who enrolled in Obamacare, that a lot of you who were successful with getting insurance on the Obamacare website, you would think the government would be like, good job, you'd get a reward for that one. Well, you wonder what your reward is? With this new, I guess, repair, there's a chance the insurance companies have no idea you enrolled. You think you're enrolled, but everything started back from scratch. So we're being warned that any of you who were successful at signing up, assume you're not, call the insurer and see if you got to start all over again. Very frustrating. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I tell you, I don't need everything working perfectly, okay? I understand that there's glitches, all right? But what I do need is some sort of, shall we say, light at the end of the tunnel. And I mean, it doesn't have to be a phenomenal light. It just let us know where we're at. If we're going to have crappy insurance with big deductibles and it's going to be this much money, tell us now. Okay? Don't tell us how everything's changing and try to give us hope because we got an election coming up in 11 months. Okay? Please call it like it is. Tell us what we got. All right? So we can at least prepare. If I know that I'm not going to be able to insure any of my employees, right, for less than $8,900 a month per employee, and that's what's going on and that's what's happening, I could then figure out a plan. Right? I could, you know, go out of business, right? Right? I could beg people for money. Right? I don't know. But at least let us know where we stand. I think the biggest worry is that we don't know what the hell is going on. Everything is such a fog. And we're looking to our government for answers, and we're allowed to do that. Just because we're looking to the government for some answers doesn't mean we want to turn into a communist society or become socialist or anything like that. I mean, no. I mean, the giving up was a whole nother thing that we talked about yesterday where people are like, you know what, just let the government control healthcare. I don't care anymore. We're spending too much money. That's a whole another issue. But looking to your government for some sort of guidance. I mean, you know, remember, we are paying their bill. We are paying their salaries. We have a right to look towards the government and go, where the hell are our taxpaying dollars going to and what are they going for? Now, it's a shame that we don't get as much control or say over our taxpaying dollars. I wish we did. I wish I could say, look, I want this amount going to schools. I want this amount going to this. But the problem is like Obamacare, if you have people pick and choose, you don't have people signing up. And again, that's another big headline today. Not enough people are signing up, and Obama's trying to figure out how to get young people to sign up. Okay? I think, you know, our young people are a little smarter than that. All right? You know, I mean, these young people, a lot of them voted for Obama. All right. Now Obama's asking them for help. Going, you know, look, we need you to kind of put the money into this. Right. So it don't look bad. And they don't want to do it. OK. Young people don't want to be spending a few hundred bucks a month on insurance. I think a lot of young people want it the way it was. So big headline today is, you know, is the government going to be able to get more young people to sign up? And the answer to that is probably a resounding no, because I think young people know how to add. And I think they understand budget, and I think they understand what a good deal is versus not a good deal. And trying to ask a young person to take care of grandma and grandpa, maybe they'll take care of their grandma and grandpa, right? And they're already kind of used to that, but they're not just not showing the love when it comes to taking care of all the baby boomers, okay? Many young people are really, really kind of separated from that, okay? You know, and again, young people, they need to find their way. You know, they're already confused by this whole debt thing, and young people are really confused why at the idea of going to college and not having a job. You know, whenever I take care of a patient and I do a school physical or a sports physical or whatever, you know, I get a teenager there, I always ask them, what are you going to do after high school? And many of them are like, I'm just trying to make it through high school. I go, I dig that. But what are you going to do? Now, about 5, 6, 7 years ago, every one of them was talking about some sort of secondary education, college, whatnot. Okay? Now, the answer is, I got to work. I got to support the family. I go, are you thinking about maybe taking some college classes? They're like, well, why? I mean, that's not going to guarantee me a job. All right? Job experience is going to get me a job. So that's interesting. Is that where we're at right now with the job pool? Is that where we're at, where job experience now is going to mean more than a college degree? I mean, these kids may have a point. I'm not fighting them on it. I mean, I remember 10 years ago, I'm like, you got to go to college. You got to go to college. You got to go to college. Now I'm like, you know, you got to sit in your dorm room and come up with a Facebook. Right? Or you got to figure out how to come up with a home business, and you got to figure out how to pay for health care. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to continue pushing. And I'm allowed to talk to my patients that way. I'm allowed to give advice to my patients. You know, I mean, remember, you know, not only do I teach them about health, but I also teach them about career, economy, and school. You know, many kids look up to me, and I'm a doctor. I went through school, you know, and I got out of school when I was, what, 28? You know, and I wasn't old when I was 28 like people think. And I tell them what I was able to accomplish, having a practice, having a kid before I was 30. You know, I felt pretty successful, pretty accomplished. But kids these days are like, not really a lot of reason to go to college. And they got a point. You know, if college now turned from a 4-year college to a 5-year program, and you could get out of college and still not have a job, you got a point. I mean, my brother has been in college now, I don't know how long, right? He finally got a law degree. He finally passed the bar, okay? So here he is. He's, what, 16 years younger than me, so he's probably 20-something. I don't know. I can't do the math. And does he have a job yet? Still no. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 2nd. 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,238.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,284.20, $642.10 for a half ounce, or $321.05 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,284.20, $642.10, and $321.05.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say, show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don, Brad, who is working the dials. Sorry, Brad's working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Woo-wee. Oh, man. Last hour, we were talking about why men cheat and why women cheat. All right. That was good. We got some comments, but I'll read them later. That's pretty good. Look, people, okay, no one's telling you to cheat. We're telling you not to cheat. We're telling you it's really, really bad. Okay? Nobody wants you to cheat. It is not okay. I think somebody cheating is definitely divorceable. You know, one of you had asked, you know, look, do I really overreact? Should I divorce my wife for cheating? Hell yeah. Absolutely. You know, we've talked about, you know, why we get married. We don't get married because we want to share expenses and deal with in-laws. That's not why we get married. Okay, I told you why we get married. We get married because we want such a legal bond and such a pain in the butt of a tied in, strangulated, webbed relationship with our spouse, such that if anything happens to us, they're legally bound to still be there. You know, listen, I love my husband. I could have loved my husband out of wedlock. All right, you know, no issue there. However, all right, what I wanted is to make sure that he was fixed. I mean, in a fixed position, in a fixed situation in my life, so I married him. In sickness and in health, till death do us part. And so when you have a partner that cheats, then what unfortunately happens is you have somebody that will leave astray from the marriage. And if they're going to do that while you're good looking and healthy, what's to stop them then from fleeing? If you have a fleer, if you have someone that wants to escape, okay? And I know they may say, I don't really love him. I love you. I just wanted the sex or whatever. But if you have somebody technically that wanted to escape once, they're always going to want to escape somehow, whether it be mentally, sexually, and fantasy, whatnot. And know that now. Okay? Know that now. And if you don't think they're going to be with you till the long haul. Now, I know a lot of you guys listen to Dr. Laura Schlesinger, okay? I used to listen to Dr. Laura a lot. I learned a lot from her. I did disagree with her that if you chose to marry somebody, you don't break up the marriage. You chose them. So if they're a cheater, you decided to marry a cheater, that's your fault. I kind of disagree with that, and I hope I wasn't misinterpreting the point she had been making, but I don't see it that way, okay? Because when people are in love and everybody, you know, tells each other, oh, I'm never going to cheat, I'm never going to leave you, things change, people change, and I think you are allowed to leave. Now, I understand in some religions, we don't believe in divorce, etc., and I get that, you know, and I don't want people divorcing when there's kids involved, all right? But if you have somebody who, you know, stepped out of the marriage and you don't have kids involved, all right, you have a right to find a spouse that's going to be there in sickness and in health till death you part. You really do have that right. And by the way, we need that. I think a huge problem we have in this society is nobody is taking care of their own. I mean, we have such a country right now dependent on the government taking care of them. Why don't we have people that are being taken care of for each other? Like, for example, I mean, I grew up in a family where we always had to take care of our elders. They had to live with us. We had to support them. That's just the way it was. And it still is. Okay? You know, my siblings don't share the financial responsibility, but I do, and I'm okay with it because I was bred to know that that's what would happen. You know, I had to be the one to go to college. I had to be the one to, you know, support the family later. And so that's just a family value. A lot of you would disagree with that. I don't think you should burden the kids with taking care of the parents. But in my family, you know, with our European and Mediterranean descent, that was what we were taught and we were ingrained with. And I don't mind that. You know, and maybe a little of that is good. Now, I don't tell my kids they're going to have to take care of me, you know, because, of course, my kids go, but, Mom, you have hemorrhoids. What am I supposed to do with those? And I'm like, well, I don't know. Get me a nurse or something later. I don't know. But the idea that, you know, I don't have to take care of my, you know, my family. I don't have to take care of my relatives in need. That's bullcrap. I mean, if we started to help each other out, maybe we wouldn't be so dependent on the government like we are now. Just think about it, you know? And so here we are, and this is probably why Obamacare is also failing. You know, I mean, Obama thought he could probably ask young people to buy health insurance. Buy health insurance so we take care of our older. Well, no, we have a very selfish society right now. You know, many younger people are thinking, and it's understandable, it's not that they're selfish in nature, but they're thinking old people have Medicare, right? Old people have our parents to take care of them. I got to worry about myself right now. I got to worry about myself. And, you know, sometimes you need to do that. I mean, if you're worried about everybody else, you can't later help somebody. I had to go through a quote-unquote selfish phase. I had to go through school. Now, even though I went through school, I put my brother through school. I waited tables and I did that, although he later left school and took the money and ran, and you know that's a whole other issue, and I'm going to open up a kind of whoop-butt on him, you know, for that. So I wasn't completely selfish. I still, you know, had helping the family in mind, but if I didn't go through my quote-unquote selfish phase to to better my education and to solidify some sort of a career, I could be no help to others. And so getting our children and getting our youth through without burdening them with the worry of taking care of the country may actually be a strategy that we need. But hopefully their family have instilled values in them to take care of their own and take care of elders and take care of their community. Now, I've become an alumni with UNLV, the UNLV Alumni Association, and I had to give a speech when I was given an award, and I told them, I go, look, you know, Nevada was here for me. You know, when I was going through school, remember, I had no money to go to college. Luckily, I had an academic scholarship, which helped. Luckily, Reno Medical School decided to accept me with open arms coming from UNLV, so Nevada took care of me. So my state did take care of me, okay, without receiving state aid, okay? Thank God I got scholarships, so I did receive academic assistance. It was still aid, all right? But then, am I giving back? Oh, hell yeah, I'm giving back. I'm becoming an alumni. I'm donating. I'm teaching, etc. And if we have enough people that pay it forward, maybe we won't be in the financial problems that we have. I mean, we talked about how the Detroit federal judge in Detroit has ruled that Detroit can now move forward with bankruptcy proceedings. All right, and we talked about what had happened months ago on the show, what had happened with Detroit, where people are blaming the exodus of higher income people out of the state and upper middle class people that have left, set up shop somewhere else, and business, you know, because the car industry and the recession, et cetera. And unfortunately, many people that remain to stick and stay in Detroit don't have as much tax dollars, you know, put together that the wealthier people were able to, you know, give to the city. And therefore, they have more bills than money coming in. All right. You know, I mean, when do we pay it forward? We don't really seem to have the quote unquote loyalty to our city, loyalty to our town. I do. And that's kind of tough living in a town like Las Vegas. I mean, I love Las Vegas. I love the city. And this city was never known for something really rich in history and where you've had decades and decades and centuries of civilization, et cetera. Vegas is relatively new. You know, but it's at the point where a lot of us that went to school here, I mean, we really do have our hearts in this place. And so, you know, the idea of taking care of our family, taking care of our city, taking care of our community is something that I just don't think is being pushed like it was in prior generations. And if that's the case, no wonder we're having problems. And I'm not saying donating money would help, you know, Detroit get to, would have helped Detroit. I mean, you know, if a city that's based on a certain industry and the industry, you know, fails, there's only so much you could do, just like Vegas. I mean, Vegas, a lot of people left Vegas. You know, Vegas, our big industry is tourism. Yeah, we also have, like, solar-type stuff, and we got the Yucca Mountain and, you know, a variety of other things, but our basic industry is tourism. Well, with Obama saying, nah, don't come to Vegas. You know, we can't be taking trips to Vegas for work. I mean, that really helped. But and the recession really hurt us. So, you know, people left. Some of us stayed and fought. And we did. Okay? And I'm grateful. I understand if you have to leave. I'm not mad at you if you have to leave. I understand it. You gotta support your family, et cetera. But those of us that stayed and worked, we're going to pull through. And I just wish, you know, that I think other cities won't fall like Detroit did if they come up with some sort of intelligent economic plan where you don't have more people on the government dollar than are people paying in. And maybe we'll be able to save other cities from falling. Don't go away. We'll talk about the shark attack and how to prevent a shark attack when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personally personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. By the way, if I do sound a little bit grumpy, I am trying to diet. Okay, still got to burn off weight before the Christmas parties. We got a huge Christmas party at my flagship. Beasley's Christmas party is coming up this weekend. See, you want to know what stings, okay, is, you know, there's always a karaoke machine, and I go, I'm not going to sing, you know, because, you know how bad I sing, right? And then I want to get up there because I hear other people sing, and I sometimes hear other people sing badly, and I'm like, wait a second, if they could sing off key, then I could get my butt up there and sing. And then, of course, somebody videotapes it, and then somebody posts the video, and then I'm at risk of getting fired. So sometimes the Christmas party, by the way, can be one of the most dangerous things you could do for your career. You realize that, okay? What happens at Christmas parties, right? People drink too much. People start to flirt with coworkers. How many of us have ever hooked up with somebody at the Christmas party? I did, right? Way before my husband. I was working at Garcia's. It was a Mexican restaurant. And, no, don't worry. I didn't have sex with anybody, but I did make out with one of the waiters. Yeah, I did. The Christmas party. Dee! I know. But anyway, that's what happens at these Christmas parties. Don't worry. I'm not going to make out with anybody at BZ Broadcasting. I would really get fired then. And divorced. I don't want to do that. But, you know, be careful, guys. Just because you're having a Christmas party, you know, you can't be getting all excited over that. You need to be smart. You know, one of my friends thought that Christmas parties were traps. This is where employers get to watch you and see, you know, what's going on. I mean, you know, you try to look like you're not friends with any of the coworkers. You're not trying to buddy up with middle management or whatever. And then they see you actually sitting on their laps. Yeah, I don't know why that happens. The lap sitting. I really don't understand. I've done that too. I don't understand that. We're, you know, everybody's at a party. We're all having fun. There's no place to sit. So you sit on someone's lap. I really don't get that. I did that at the Talkers Magazine. I don't understand. It's nothing sexual. It's just I was at Talkers Magazine conference in California. And there was Phil Hendry. And Phil Hendry and I had to pose for a picture. And he said to sit on his lap. And so I sat on his lap. I mean, I don't understand why there's such a, magnetic attraction to avoiding actual bench seating or woodwork wear to, I guess, pursue somebody's thighs to sit on. Close thighs, mind you. So I don't know. So let me just say if next Monday there's pictures of me singing the Well, We're Moving On Up, I always sing the Jeffersons, right? Bees don't bite in the kitchen. I say a bean don't burn on a grill. Hoo-hoo. Anyway, I'm probably going to be singing that. Don't ask why. I'm going to tell myself not to. And I'm going to be on somebody's lap. And I have to apologize early. And I'm not going to be drinking. It's just, it always happens at the Christmas party. All right, but be careful. Please, for the love of the Lord, don't make out with anybody. Don't flirt with anybody because people remember those flirtations and the boss. And the boss's wife will be watching. Boss's wives, okay, watch, and they remember. Manager's wives. So you may be thinking that your boss or your manager is cool, right? And so you guys, you know, I don't know, you maybe smacked each other on the butt or you did something, right? You know, and then somebody's going to come home, and when they're all sobered up, you wonder, what, that was sexual harassment. Was it? Yeah. And then there's always the Christmas party stories. At last year's Christmas party, at the Christmas party 2011. So don't fall for it. Be very careful because somebody sober will always remember. And you're saying I was drunk does not protect you. Look at the Toronto mayor. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Very, very sad case. A man fishing, I believe, off a kayak in Hawaii has died after being bitten by a shark. This was the, according to CNN, .com, this was the latest in an alarming number of shark attacks in Hawaii this year. It took place, yesterday morning, right? A half a mile off a point near Little Beach in Makena State Recreation Area on the island of Maui. This is according to the Department of Land and Natural Resources. Apparently, the victim's companion was also on the kayak, told the department that his friend was fishing for bait fish with these artificial lures when a shark bit one of his feet, which had been dangling over the edge of the boat. The man's companion was about 500 yards away when the attack took place. He paddled over to him, tied a tourniquet to try to stop the bleeding, called on a tour boat in the vicinity for help. The tour boat brought the man to shore, and he was taken to the hospital. Unfortunately, they think he died on his way to the hospital. The man was in his 40s. They don't know if he was a tourist or if he was local. All right, thus far, we don't have his identity released. Of course, our condolences to the family and our hearts and prayers are with them. They say this is the 13th shark attack that has been reported in Hawaii so far this year. 13th. This was the 8th shark attack on Maui alone. Now, they say this is well above the state's average for 4 unprovoked shark attacks over the last 20 years. 10 incidents were reported in 2012. Again, this is being reported by CNN.com. And this is kind of an alarming number. I mean, you know, my husband knows a lot about sharks and fish, and, you know, he says, you know, shark attacks are pretty common. I mean, you still have more of an incidence of getting, hit by lightning, you know, than getting, you know, attacked by a shark. But, you know, still, this is, I mean, if these were fishermen and these were locals, they obviously know the waters. I mean, what is going on here? So, of course, this prompts a review on how to prevent a shark attack. Okay, so, even though more people get, you know, hurt by dogs and snakes and bees and a whole other animals, all right, here's some tips from WikiHow. All right, I like this because there's pictures on how to avoid shark attacks. Okay, so number one, all right, and you guys may want to write this one down, stay out of shark-infested waters. All right, they say the best way to avoid shark attacks is stay out of the water where sharks live. Now, my husband doesn't like that rule. He's like, what? Come on, I dive, right? The kids are learning how to surf. I understand that, but, you know, they're sharks. You know, they say the dangerous bull shark can tolerate fresh water. And these sharks can actually travel up rivers inland. They have been spotted 2,500 miles up the Amazon and in the Mississippi River. All right, as far as Illinois. So you need to heed warnings. If there's shark warnings and shark signs and you see the warning, there's a yellow sign with a person swimming and a big red line across a person swimming and there's a shark, you want to look at those. Then, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about how to avoid shark bites and shark attacks. It said avoid steep drop-offs and the areas between sandbars. Apparently, sharks love to be between the sandbars because there's a lot of yummy eats around there. Then they say avoid, and I told you guys this about a year ago, avoid waters contaminated with sewage. All right? So, like, if there's a sewage runoff area that goes into the water or whatever, or any sort of area that looks like there'll be polluted water, sharks like that. They smell the scent. They're around there. They also say avoid swimming near fishing activity, okay? So if you see some fishermen, and you're like, oh, that's cool, there's some fishermen boats. As long as I don't get, you know, hit with any hooks, I'll swim around there because there's people nearby that's safe. No, 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 no. Because remember, when people are fishing and they're hooking fish bleed. So when the fish are bleeding in the water, it attracts the sharks. I can't tell you how many times we were fishing and sharks would come by when we were fishing. Because, again, the blood, the bait, etc. Now, if you don't see fishing boats, they say if you see seabirds swooping down in the water, if you see seabirds coming down and swooping down, there's a good chance that there could be fishing activity there or feeding going on. That could also be a sign that there could be some sharks. Okay? They also say know your shark. Now, there's tons of different sharks. I think there's a shark. I don't know if it's a dogfish shark. There's a shark that we always see in the news where people are walking around off the beach and there's these sharks right by them. Those are supposed to be the nice sharks. And I think they got spots. I don't know what they're called. What are those sharks called? Where they're kind of nice sharks and they don't bite you and they're in the shallow area.
The skates, but the bull sharks are the dangerous ones and they're in the shallow
area. Yeah, but we talked about the bull sharks. But the nice ones are the skate sharks.
There's lots of them. Skates are a little...
Okay, yeah, that was my husband. Okay, we'll talk to you more about the sharks, okay, in a second. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount. Count just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I do. All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm sorry, over break, I just found out that a colleague of mine has died of a heart attack. And I want to get more information on that, so I apologize. I'm a little shaken up right now. I'm tired of hearing that. I'm tired of hearing people my age and young, healthy people, physicians, drop dead of heart disease. So I apologize if I just sound a little shaken up. That's kind of crazy, crazy, very crazy. So, let's go back. We're talking about, it's one of those things that reminds us. I mean, life is so precious. Oh my gosh. I mean, you have no idea how long you're here. You know, whether God wants you up there with his angels or whether your time is up or, you know, I don't know what you believe happens in the afterlife. You know, make sure you're really living life right to the fullest here. And then, you know, just do some, you know, preparations or preventative type stuff. Okay. You know, just everybody get your hearts checked. Pretty, pretty scary stuff. All right, we were talking about shark bites and this tragic case of a young man who was fishing in Hawaii that got killed by a shark. So we were kind of, you know, going through, you know, avoiding shark-infested waters, knowing your shark. What about a weapon? You know, we've talked about how to prevent shark attacks or what to do in a shark attack. Carrying a weapon, even if you're fishing, all right, it's a smart idea. All right, you know, my husband dies, so he always has a knife. Always has a knife so that he could protect himself, okay? They say carry a spear gun, pole spear, etc. Don't provoke an attack, okay? But if you are attacked, having some sort of weapon helps because your hands do nothing. Remember, okay, usually waters are not knife-free zones. If you're in the Pacific or the Atlantic, right, you should be able to have some sort of a knife or weapon on you. Hopefully the government doesn't take that away. Okay? Then, they also say to dress appropriately. Okay? You don't want to be, it's very interesting, you know, a lot of us who, you know, hunt or hike, etc., we like wearing, some of us like to wear camouflage when we hunt, okay, but, like, when I hike and, you know, we're out and we're bear watching or whatever, I like to wear bright clothes, you know, because I just want to make sure people can see me. You know, God forbid I get lost off a trail, I want to be in something orange and bright, and I do. I have a real bright orange jacket that stands out so people know to come to me. Yet, you know, when it comes to swimming, they say be dull, okay, wear dull swimwear and wetsuits, none of these string bikinis, because flashy or bright colors or whatever with contrast will attract sharks. You got to avoid jewelry. Don't be bedazzling. Your bathing suit, bra top, because the reflection of the light and accessories, again, will act like fish scales. You know how fish scales will attract shark because it attracts the light? All right? And I guess it'll make you look like food. People will think you're a big, flashy fish. They say cover your diving watch with the cuff of your wetsuit because the diving watch will have a glass, right, sheer to it that can attract the light. They also say avoid cover uneven tanning. You know how some of us have a farmer tan, and then I remember Duck Dynasty, he had to take off his shirt or whatever, and then he jumped in the water, and, you know, he had a very white chest, etc. All right, they said that'll also, the contrast will also make it visible. Remember, sharks' eyes aren't that good. So you got to be careful. Your yellow and orange life jackets, flotation devices, those could also be attractive to sharks. Now, it's tough because I would not say to get camouflage type life vests because you want people to see you. If God forbid your boat tips over or something, you're being a nice orange life jacket is great. But then I always worry about, you know, yeah, you know, sharks finding you and eating you. Like that story that they told in Jaws, I still get nightmares from that. Remember Jaws 1, right? The guy that owned the boat was talking about how in World War II, you know, the survivors were just getting picked off by sharks. Scary stuff. Okay, they also say, according to wikihow.com, to be vigilant. Okay, there may be a lot of hazards when you dive, surf, etc. You want to use caution. You don't want to lose sight of your boat. If you're scuba diving, you want to make sure you have a line. You want to know where you are. You want to make sure people know where you are because accidents happen. And you may be underwater, and then you look up and go, wait a second, I moved that far. Okay? You also want to be graceful. If you're splashing around and that sudden movements, that's going to attract sharks. So when you're in the water, don't start to freak out. Now, playing dead doesn't work. Okay? Remember that. Playing dead doesn't work. That's different. Okay? That's with bears. You can maybe play dead, but not with sharks. But if you splash around like crazy, no, it doesn't distract them. Remember, sharks move a lot faster than you. They also recommend to swim in a group. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. They say regardless of the danger of sharks, you can't swim alone, okay? You know, maybe swim with your in-laws or something, okay? Sorry, not nice. All right. Okay, so you want to be in a group. Now, not because you want other people in the group to get eaten, but sharks will be more fearful of a group, apparently, than they will of a single fish. I know people think, well, a school of fish, that means they have more opportunity to get something. But they say sharks may be more fearful. You know, and then luckily, you know, if you're in a group, you got other people that'll help you. Okay? I mean, unless you're going to be with a bunch of people that are going to scatter and, you know, let you be eats. All right? They say when diving with the presence of sharks, one member of the group should be designated swimmer. No. One member of the group should be charged solely with watching the sharks and detecting changes in their behavior. Now, here's some advice from Dr. Dahlia. If you are swimming around and you do have a person who is in charge of watching the sharks, I would probably fire that person because that person should have told you to get the hell out of the water if there's sharks around. Then, recognize aggressive behavior. So, sharks that are swimming slowly and smoothly, not a threat. Okay? They may actually approach you, just kind of curious, and then move on. Okay? But, if its pectoral fins are down, you know how a cat's ears go down? Well, if the pectoral fins right by his pecs, his chest, fins are down, or he arches his back, or he's zigzagging, pointing his head upward, charging, you're a dead man. So flee. Swim quickly and smoothly to safety. Get the hell out of the water or to a defensible location and get that knife out and ready to defend yourself. Okay? Avoid water at night during the dawn and dusk. That's when sharks like to hunt. They also make it harder for you to see. All right? I know a lot of us like to go fishing really, really early at dusk. You get some of the best fishing. Well, sharks know that too. All right? And then try to avoid overcast days, okay? They say. And then if you're bleeding, you got to stay out of the water, okay? All right? Now, a lot of people go, well, if I'm having my period, should I avoid the water? If you're wearing a tampon, it should be good, okay? But not one of these slender starter tampons that you give 11-year-olds. Make sure it's one of those super plus-size suckers because if you're swimming for a long time and you're not, and by the way, don't get toxic shock. All right, because they'll be able to figure that one out, too. All right, they say if you have an open wound, you got to cover that up because, obviously, the sharks smell that. All right, they say they talk about period blood. I don't want to talk about that. And then try not to avoid the shark. Try not to provoke the shark, okay? You know, if the shark, let's say, is pro-Obamacare, don't be having a conversation with it about the stupid website exchange, okay, and how idiotically run it is. You have no idea. Okay? You have no idea. Remember, okay, lawyers, sharks, you have no idea. They could all be Democrat. You have no idea. So, they say a little less than half of documented shark attacks result from provocation or harassment of the sharks. Don't call it stupid. Just go, you know, nice shark. Ooh, you're nice. You know, be very, very nice. Don't be patronizing. Just kind of, you know, be nice. Be complimentary. Give the sharks plenty of space. Okay? I know many of you guys want to get a selfie, right, of you and the shark and a picture. Right? No. Okay? Because, yeah, don't do that. Okay? Don't corner them. No need to get a picture of you and a shark. It's kind of stupid. Okay? But again, if you are going to get close, make sure you have, a gun. Alright. So, you know, some people go, well, what if I'm in a shark cage? Okay? I don't like the idea of being in a shark cage because if the shark is starting to eat through the cage or bang the cage, you're kind of screwed. I don't like that. Okay? There's also, one of you asked me about shark repellents. I don't really know of any that are really, really good. If you guys know of a real good shark repellent where you could, you know, my problem is if a shark is hungry, okay, I don't think they're going to care about the smell. They're going to go after you. I mean, remember, if they eat fish carcass, a stinky human is nothing to them. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hang me down. Hang me down. Yeah. Hang me down to the little white church. Hang me down. Hang me down. You know, hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church. Hang me down to the little white church. Hang me down to the little white church.
Okay, here it is. Life Change Tea's commitment to excellence. Once again, Ronnie McMullen here, challenging you to a better lifestyle and health. On my radio show, I challenge people to think and act on good mental health, and this, in turn, promotes great physical health. Life Change Tea is a head start product to help aid your health and bring you your best life. And Life Change Tea doesn't taste like tea. It tastes great. So now, here's your holiday bonus. Buy now a 1 month supply and we'll give you 2 weeks for free. It's our holiday giveaway and it's the best sell of the year. Lose weight and feel great this holiday season. So order now. Call 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Remember, we love our customers and our customers love our tea. Get the tea.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.